Preliminary hearings for the Royal Commission into Child Protection and Youth Detention Systems began today in Darwin. The commission was prompted by leaked footage of the abuse of children at the Dondale Detention Centre, released earlier this year. The Northern Territory has the highest rates of youth detention in Australia, and 95% of these youths are Aboriginal. Whilst the findings are expected to be released before the end of March 2017, peak human rights organisations are expressing concerns the Commission will not go far enough to curb alarmingly high rates of youth detention. A warning for our listeners, this report contains strong language and disturbing content. What you just heard was a young Indigenous boy being tear-gassed in an isolation cell. This audio, obtained by the ABC, is a glimpse into the conditions endured by children incarcerated in the Dondale Youth Detention Centre. Today, preliminary hearings for the Royal Commission were held to ensure events like this never happen again. Commissioners Mick Gooder and Margaret White oversaw the proceedings, with Gooder promising the Commission would rely on close consultation with the community.
Commissioner White and I have had the opportunity to meet with a number of peak organisations and stakeholders, including representatives of young people and their families, youth justice groups, various departments of government in the Northern Territory. These were occasions to discuss the processes of the Commission and to see how they and we could best work together, which we hope will result in a clear understanding of the circumstances which gave rise to this inquiry.
However, not everyone is convinced the Commission's actions will match their words. The Human Rights Law Centre's Ruth Barson says it doesn't take a Commission to make necessary changes to ensure the protection of children in the justice system.
The Northern Territory's Royal Commission presents a really unique opportunity for change in the youth justice sector. But what's really important is that both the Northern Territory and the Commonwealth Government don't wait the almost 8 months for the Royal Commission's findings to ensure that children who are currently in detention in the Northern Territory are safe and protected from harm.
The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services, also referred to as NATSL, says community consultation is crucial to the success of the Commission. However, many organisations simply don't have the resources to meaningfully contribute. Carly Warner, NATSL Executive Officer.
Many of the Aboriginal peak organisations of the Northern Territory, they're all working tirelessly to ensure that they're offering their client the best service possible. But to have a Royal Commission come in and require them to engage adequately will mean that they are pushed to the brink. They will need additional resources to ensure that any investigation and that all recommendations of the Royal Commission are actually based on calls and evidence that is provided from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
NATSL, Amnesty International and the Human Rights Law Centre have joined forces to make a number of recommendations for transparency and accountability that could be put into action immediately.
We would like to see an independent statutory body that can inspect and report to Parliament on all of the Territory's prisons, juvenile detention centres, court custody centres, police lockups, and prescribed lockup facilities that actually include transport. It's vital that independent oversight has the power to conduct inspections with little to no notice.
Likewise, the Human Rights Law Centre's Ruth Barson says there's no reason why the government can't ban solitary confinement of children in accordance with human rights law.
We know that children continue to be held in solitary confinement in Dondale, that the high security unit remains open, and that's particularly concerning because the Special Rapporteur on Torture, the UN's expert on torture, and human rights law say that solitary confinement for any duration is prohibited when it comes to children and young people. And that's because all of the evidence shows holding young people in solitary confinement risks permanently harming them.
The Human Rights Law Centre is also calling on the Australian government to ratify an optional protocol of the UN Convention Against Torture.
That protocol was signed by the Australian government in 2009, but it's not yet ratified. And it would send a really strong message that the Commonwealth government has no tolerance for the abuse of people in detention if they were to ratify.
Ratifying the agreement would show the government's commitment to change. But the link between the abuse at Dondale and the staggering rates of Indigenous incarceration in Northern Territory will need more than gestures to fix. is the underlying problem of institutionalised abuse ultimately beyond the scope of the Royal Commission? NATSL's Carly Warner.
It's clear from countless reports that these incidents are not isolated to the Northern Territory. There's been recent reports from Queensland and in Tasmania. We also see endless amounts of reports of solitary confinement coming from Western Australia and from other jurisdictions. So we need a renewed focus from all Australian governments to look at criminal justice reform, especially around youth justice and child protection. Children deserve to be in environments that are free from abuse and that are consistent with expectations and responsibilities.
National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services' Carly Warner ending that report.